Continuing in Mishnah Beis here in Eruvin Perek Ches, how much food is necessary for Eruv Tchumin? Kamahu Shiro, how much is the measure? Mazon Shtei Sudos Lekol Echad VeEchad. You need 2 sudas worth of food for every individual. Now, how much is 2 sudas? So the first opinion, Reb Meir's opinion, is Mazono Lachol V'lo L'Shabbos. Reb Yehuda disagrees and he says L'Shabbos V'lo Lachol. It's 2 Shabbos meals, not 2 weekday meals. V'zeh v'zeh miskavnin l'hakel. So the first opinion in the Gemara is, in the Mishnah, is that we have different standards for the amount of food we eat. According to Rabbi Meir, we eat more on Shabbos. Why is that? Because Shabbos, you have more beautiful meals for Onik Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you eat more on the weekday, because on Shabbos you have 3 meals. Perhaps on the weekday you have you don't have to have any meals, but you're going to have required meals on Shabbos. So you're going to eat smaller meals on Shabbos and bigger meals during the weekday because you're going to have fewer meals. That's the first way of looking at this. But now the second 2 opinions in the Mishnah are going to teach us an actual measure of how big these meals are, and this is going to have a major ramification on halacha lemaisa, because whenever we eat, you have to eat within a certain time. You can't just start nibbling at the beginning of the day and finish at the end of the day and consider that to be one act of eating. So for example, when you start eating matzah, you have to eat matzah within one amount of time, which creates a tzirah. If it connects the beginning of the eating to the end of the eating, and it's called one act of eating. If you take a tiny bite of matzah and another tiny bite, and it takes you 2 hours to eat one kazayis of matzah, you're not yotzi the mitzvah of matzah. You have to eat in a shir, a measure, bichidei, in the order of eating, achilas, pras. The word pras means a half. A half of what? A half of 2 meals. Shtei sudos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko Omer, he's going to tell you what is that measure of a meal. So he says, mikikar bepunyon. It's the amount of bread that is in one loaf, which is bought with a punyon coin. When you sell, what's the rate? Me'arba sa'in, 4 saw of flour is sold for a sella. Comes out, when you do the math, that every 2 meals, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, is 6 beitzim, 6 eggs. That's mazon shtei sudos, which then, if you split that in half, turns out it's 3 beitza, 3 eggs worth, is a pras. A half of shtei sudos is 1 meal. So however long it takes you to eat 3 eggs worth of bread, although there's some discussion whether it's just 1 standard or the amount of food that you're eating, but that is the shear of kedei achilas pras of 3 beitzim. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, shtei yodos lekikar, 2 hands for a loaf, mishalosh lakav. So 2 meals is 2/3 of a loaf. When you make 3 loaves out of a kav, which is a measure of volume, chetzya, half of this bread is a bias for the bias hamanuga. What is that talking about? It's talking about if a person has a house that has tsaras, and a person enters that house and he stands there and waits, if he waits as long as it takes to eat a pras, shir kedei achilas pras, that same measure of time, the same amount of time that it takes to eat matzah to be yotzei the mitzvah, etc., which halacha lemaisa is as long as 9 minutes, but potentially as short as 2 minutes or 4 minutes, so you have to check with your local posik to figure it out in the case that you have to stretch it out a little bit further. Also, nafkaminas for fast days, there's no tziruf. Anyway, so that shear, the half of that for the bayis hamenuga, v'chatzi chetzia livsal akavia, and half of that, if a person eats ochlim tamein, which is a half a pras, they become tamei midrabanan. According to Reb Shimon, it comes out that a pras is 4 beitzim, and there's actually a machlokas rishonim, so it comes out an important practical distinction from this Mishnah, which is how long do you have to eat your matzah? Do you need to eat it within the amount of time that it takes to eat 3 beitzim, or the amount of time that it takes to eat 4 beitzim? Well, part of the question is, well, you're going to eat 1 kazayis for matzah. How many kazayim are there in a beitzah? That's also machlokas, 2 beitzim or 3 beitzim. So a lot to discuss. On to Mishnah Gimel, back to the laws of Eruv Chatzeros. So let's say you have a two-story house. the people on the bottom floor and the people on the top floor. Anshe chatzer, the people on the bottom floor, their door opens to the chatzer. Va'anshe merpesa, the people on the top floor, their door could theoretically go down through the main floor out to the street, but it also goes out to the balcony. Mirpeset. Sheshachachu, they forgot. Velo Ervu, they didn't participate in the Erev with each other. They have, let's say, a bunch of families upstairs on their Mirpeset. They all made an Erev for themselves. And the bottom guys, they made an Erev for themselves with the Chatzer. Kol Shegavo Asar Tvachim Lemirpeset. So you walk out, you're living on the top floor with all these families, you're all together. You walk out onto your Mirpeset, you're allowed to carry together with each other. And you see outside your Mirpeset, there's a bird feeder, or there's something like a mound, or, I don't know, you know, like one of those dumpsters. And at the top of the dumpster, there's sitting, some package of food. Can you bring it into your Mirpeset? Is that permitted or no? Is it part of the chatzer and you're not allowed to participate in the chatzer because you didn't join with the guys on the bottom? So we say kol shegavo asar tefachim, as long as it's 10 tefachim tall, la merpeset, you could bring it into the merpeset that's connected to the merpeset on the guys on the top. Pachas mikam, but less than that, la chatzer. Less than that is, if it's lower down than that, it's both to the merpeset and to the chatzer, since it's over the ground, and therefore they're both asar because they didn't participate with each other. So they can't handle it either way. Chulias habor vahasela gvor masar tachim, the edge of a well, a pit, they used to build up around it, and if the edge, the perimeter, where they put the barrier to make sure people don't fall in, it's asar tachim, lemer peset, it goes to the top guys, pachas mikan, less than that, to the bottom, to the chatzer. Bamed var mamor, what are we talking about? Besmucha, if it's right next to the edge of your property, just reach out and pull it in. If it's far away, even if it's a mound that's 10 tefachim tall, it does not go to the merpesah. The guys in the merpesah can't reach it without going through the chatzer, walking on the chatzer, and that they can't do. What is considered to be close by? As long as it is not 4 tefachim away, it's considered to be close enough to be considered part of the merpesah if it's over 10 tefachim high.